People watching this video legally and people watching this video illegally, welcome to a brand new glorious time for all of us. That's right, there is fantastic news and I am here to give it to you. Gandalf the Border Czar over here, you shall not pass himself, is standing here on the news, CNN, not only talking about deporting people, but also talking about invading Mexico to wipe out the cartels. I'm not even kidding, bro. I'm not even kidding. This is fucking crazy. Endless content! Infinite content! So we're going to be looking at this, and then we're going to be looking at the Border Czar's actual speech where he talks about this shit in more detail. I didn't see any of this beforehand. I was just told this is happening, and as you know, I am very excited and here for it. Very excited and here for literally all of the drama, all of the chaos, terrorist organization, cartels, we're getting cooked. Damn, infinite content, truly. All right, what's going on here?
Cartels are getting craftier. They're obviously trying to adapt to what you're throwing at them. You're all seeing right. This video now. They're on boats. How have you seen the coyotes and the cartels kind of reorient their business handle what you've done?
Look, they are going maritime. We knew they would. That's why we've increased Coast Guard patrols three times more than we have in the past. So damn. Answer that call. So we're going to shut them down maritime, too.
They're all in the Gulf of America. All of our Gulf of American Marines are ready to cook.
Look, we're going to put them out of business. President Trump is dead.
He wants to put the cartels out of business? Oh, my God.
Doesn't name them criminal terrorist organizations, which they should be. They've killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in this world combined. President Trump. Damn. We'll end up wiping them off the face of the earth.
This guy eats the chicken alive and then spits out the bones. This is crazy that he's saying this. President Trump will wipe them off the face of the earth. Bro, his ass is tight and right. Dude is sitting there puckered up and ready to cook. Ambitious? Bro, I don't know, man. If the cartels are terrorist organizations now, let the aircraft carriers be great again. This is insane. How did they find this guy? This is like the Alex Louis Armstrong of the fucking America right now.
So we're going to put them out of business. You put them out of business, you take their money away. They can't bribe Mexican officials. They can't bribe anybody. Without money, they have no power. We're not just going to attack in Mexico.
Bro said we're not just going to attack in Mexico. Oh no! Oh my God! Dude, this is crazy! Bro! He's gonna cook. Dude, the next 4 years are gonna be fucking wild, bro. Holy shit. Jeebus Fleebus. Mexican cartels are 100% fucked now, that's for sure.
The Jalisco cartel, we're gonna attack them in the 43 countries that have operations currently.
Do you see his eyebrows go up? We're going to attack cartels in 43 countries?
Operations in 43 different countries. We're going to attack them worldwide.
Dude is not fucking around. I mean, to be fair, the world would be better off without these people. These people are literally murdering people. They're trafficking people. Like, dude, these guys are evil. Like, without a doubt, they need to go. It's just crazy that he's going to initiate some kind of actual war. So apparently he gave a speech where he didn't hold back. So I'm excited to see. This is Trump's Border Czar. We call him The Wall on this channel. Holy shit, this is crazy. He's also beefing with AOC right now. He's trying to get AOC investigated and arrested. Look at this shit.
Got AOC out there, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman, putting out doing a webinar to help illegals avoid, I guess, apprehension.
Which is insane. How is a congresswoman literally doing a webinar helping illegal immigrants? Like, that's crazy.
Giving tips about how to continue to remain in the country and ultimately game the system.
And I sent an email today to Deputy Attorney General. At what level is that impediment? Is that impediment? I'm not prosecuting. Is that impediment? Is that impeding our law enforcement?
Holy shit.
What are we going to do about it? Is she crossing the line?
Bro.
So I'm working with the Department of Justice and finding out where is that line that they cross. So maybe AOC is going to be in trouble now, but I need the AOG to opine on that. Because there's impediment is impediment, in my opinion.
I mean, no one should be above the law. Isn't that what the left is literally yelling about Trump? Literally every single day. No one should be above the law. No one should be above the law. And then they literally break the law and impede justice by helping illegal immigrants run away from ICE. Like, The courts probably wouldn't consider it an impediment because they're, you know, corrupt like everyone else. But like, if no one is above the law, what is happening over here? It's like, it's almost like everyone is actually above the law and it's just people flinging insults at each other.
I'm not a prosecutor, but we need some further guidance on that. But again, if we have to take every federal dollar out of the city, we'll do it. I mean, we're done. This is about public safety. This is about community safety. Knowingly releasing a public safety back in the public, it's just stupid. You're putting our officers at great risk. You're even putting the illegal alien at great risk because anything can happen on arrest on the street. So we just want to make common sense. In sanctuary cities, they want to step aside. We're coming. We're going to do it for you. If you don't want to make your community safer, President Trump's going to.
God damn! This is crazy. Look, that's wild. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see where all this goes. So apparently he gave a really fiery speech about really taking this to the next level. And I am very here for it, literally.
How you doing? Look.
Bro, they need to get this guy to play the Thing in the new and fucking Fantastic Four.
Let me start out by saying this. If I offend anybody today, I don't give a shit.
Bro, I like him. I don't know. What the fuck? Oh, no! You know he's thinking right now of, what's her face? Selena Gomez? Crying. Oh, the poor illegal immigrants that are getting deported. Bro! Just starts like that. Bro comes out guns blazing. Dude, bro. I'm just saying. All right, listen. I don't know, bro. Dude is not fucking around, dude. No. Listen, I'm just saying. If you're offended, I don't give a shit. That's crazy. The wall. What?
Don't care. In the back room, I'm sure I'll be reading a lot of hit pieces on me tomorrow. I don't give a shit what you think about me.
Oh, God.
I get asked all the time, there's a big part of this country that hates your guts. I don't care.
Wait, is that his whole speech? I don't care if you hate me. The law is coming for you.
Because we got a job to do. You know, I wake up every day for the last 4 years pissed off.
Dude wakes up pissed off. I mean, that sounds legit. I understand him. I wake up and I'm like, chaos? I mean, that's the first thing that I look for in my day. So I respect him. Man is literally fueled on rage.
Because the Dwight administration took the most secure border in my lifetime and unsecured it on purpose.
Oh, fuck. He's releasing the conspiracy theories. The conspiracy theories are being released!
Right? I worked for 6 presidents starting with Ronald Reagan. Every president I ever worked for took steps to secure the border. Even Clinton Obama took steps to secure the border because they clearly understood you can't have national security without border security.
I mean, he's just literally completely correct. Like, he's just completely right. He's like, and that is why we are building the wall from Game of Thrones. That's right. We're starting today. We are inventing Castle Black will be sitting on the wall. Okay? We will be putting turrets on the Mexican border. Bro, you don't understand. Dude is cooking.
They got it. Joe Biden's the first president in history of the nation who came into office and unsecured the border.
What the fuck is that all about? Again, you know my conspiracy theory. I've said this before, and I'll say it again for people in the back or people that aren't listening or people watching my videos while they're taking a shit and focused a little more on their asshole than on the blue asshole on the screen. My conspiracy theory is, A, they're letting in a lot of illegal immigrants. B, they don't want voter ID. C, they win forever. An eternity of blue assholes in government. Anyway, that's just my conspiracy theory. I'm not trying to like sit here and come up with some big head case, just some massive brilliant drama situation. I'm just saying, like, all these things are something they want. They wanted to do anything in their power to remain in power forever. They open the border and they don't want ID for people voting. I'm just saying, future voters and cheaper servants. Hell yeah.
Purpose. So for 4 years, I wake up every day pissed off.
I'm surprised he didn't retire, honestly. How did he not retire? Imagine working for the Biden administration. This guy wakes up pissed. He eats anger and bullshit for breakfast.
Changed November 5th. Now I wake up every day excited because I work for the greatest president of my lifetime, Donald J. Trump.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
For 4 years we had...
Listen, bro. Dude's been working literally forever. He's been working for Trump literally forever. I am just saying... Cryo, Trump is coming back. It's gonna be insane. It's gonna be crazy. Dude, this guy tagged me on Twitter with this tweet that Trump apparently made in 2019. Trump 2021. Cryo Trump Every 4 years, infinite Trump. Every 4 years, we freeze him, we thaw him, we bring him back. Every 4 years, Trump and the wall. Every 4 years, no one else. We freeze him, we thaw him, cry out Trump, it never ends. Bro, this is just, this is, yeah, anyway. Anyway, it turns out the memes are more accurate than anyone ever imagined.
Over 10.5 million illegal aliens at our border. They released nearly 8 million into the country illegally.
God damn.
We had a 600% increase in sex trafficking women and children.
That's a lot of increase. That is a lot of increase. I am so frustrated. I'm not gonna lie. It is so frustrating to me that the country, for some reason, under Biden, did not want the American people to actually have good lives. They sent your money to gay tap dancing in Afghanistan, and then they opened the border, and somehow 600% of crime happens. Like, what is happening?
We had a record number of known suspected terrorists and people on the terrorist watch list crossing the border. Under Trump, we had 14 in 4 years. Under Joe Biden, just shy of 400.
Holy shit.
Think about that for a moment.
That's crazy.
What Joe Biden did to our border was create the most significant public safety and national security vulnerability in this nation's history.
I don't know. Sounds to me like the wall over here isn't really thinking of the poor rapists and murderers that are going to be racially profiled, for God's sake.
But guess what? We got one badass president now who's going to come in and going to take care of this border.
Oh, my God.
Look at the numbers last few days. I'm telling you, every morning I get up, I can't wait to go to work.
Dude, look at this guy. If you would have asked me if this, when I first saw this guy, I would have said, nah, he wouldn't be able to smile. If he smiles, his face would crack. Bro, this man is literally built different. I have never seen this man happy before in my life. Like, in the next live-action Mario, we need to get this guy to play Thwomp, okay? That's what I am talking about. All right, I'm not even, like, messing around, dog. That's the type of position this dude needs. That's crazy, dude.
Because I know that I have a president who's going to open up every avenue of law enforcement to this great nation. In under 4 weeks, we have illegal...
Holy shit, it's literally been under a month. We're still only a month into the presidency. This is insanity.
Crossings on the border down 95%.
Dude, that's crazy. That's insane. And then you know what CNN is going to say? The price of eggs, though. What about the price of eggs?
I remember when the president called me and said, I remember when he brought me, this is the second time I came out of retirement for this man. So he called me. I remember I was the first guy he called, and he says, okay, this is how the phone call went. I picked up one. I see POTUS on my cell phone, so I know it was Trump. He says, all right. Dom, you've been bitching about 4 years. You want to come fix it?
I can so see Trump doing that. He just calls him, hey, you've been bitching 4 years. Want to fix it? Bro. And dude's just like, yes, sir, Mr. President. Turrets on the walls. Raise the wall. Brand the builder. It's going to be crazy. We're going to put a moat around America. All of the alligators are going to be deported to the moat. Oh, yes. Bro's literally like, it's the plot of Rambo.
And I didn't hesitate. I said, I'll come back and I'll do it for free. I'm so pissed off. You don't have to pay me.
Oh my God.
And look, in less than a month, illegal crossings down 95%. ICE has arrested over 21,000 people in the name.
Oh my God. I love how you see people on Twitter literally bitching about how Trump didn't actually do anything. Nothing changed under the new administration. Oh really? Did you know that theft in New York is up by 8,000%? 8,000% increase in criminal theft by illegal immigrants in New York City. This is crazy.
Gotaways. Under President Biden, the gotaways, 2.2 million people crossed the border, weren't arrested because the Border Patrol is too busy making sandwiches, changing diapers, making baby formula, making hospital runs, dealing with humanitarian crisis. 2.2 million people crossed the border and weren't apprehended, weren't fingerprinted.
Oh my God! This isn't just oopsie. This is gross negligence, and it should be investigated. Too big to rig, that's what I always say.
We had about 1,800 a day in 2023. You know how many had yesterday? 48.
Bro, the crazy thing is, like, this is the type of guy that this is his whole fucking life. He wakes up and he eats these numbers and he shits these numbers out. This is crazy. Like, this speech so far has literally just been taking out his dick and slapping it on the table.
You're talking about 2,000 miles of border and only 48 people escaped, but that's 48 too many.
That's 48 too many! We are genetically breeding robot guard dogs.
I'm not going to be happy if that number is zero.
This guy's crazy, dude. Holy moly. God damn. And people call him racist for this.
Now we're getting a question. Well, you said you're going to concentrate on public safety threats and national security threats, but you arrested non-criminals. Yeah, damn right we did. Because you're in a country illegally, which happens to be a violation of our law.
Turns out every single illegal immigrant is actually breaking the law. Wow, it's so racist of people to uphold the laws. Am I right, guys? I'm going to tell you something that might sound cringe to people, because as you know, I'm a bit of I love chaos. I love insanity. I love the bullshit. But the law is straight up one of the greatest ever inventions of mankind.
Entering this country illegally is a crime, and we're not going to forgive it.
He's just completely right. He is literally just completely correct. How is it that the actual brain-rotted retards currently sitting on the left of this situation, how on earth do they sit there and be like, yeah, we should just forgive all illegal immigrants? Like, the law means nothing then, and anyone can do anything. Now, this isn't me agreeing with every law. I don't agree with every law. But law needs to exist.
Into sanctuary cities, game on, because Pam Bondi's back in the place. And
the sanctuary cities. Oh my God. He's literally going to war with everyone. This entire video is literally war with everyone.
Raj Patel is back running the FBI.
God damn.
President Trump brought together one hell of a team, and every time I see one of these people get nominated and take their oath for office, I just get that much more excited. I'm afraid I'm going to have a heart attack one of these days, because it just keeps getting better.
He's afraid of having a heart attack from the good news. What the fuck? This man eats bricks and shits bullets. Like, this is crazy.
Sanctuary cities are a sanctuary for criminals. I've read all these stories this week. Tom Homan insulted AOC. Well, look, it's not an insult if it's true.
I mean, it's definitely still an insult, but fair enough. You know what? Who am I to argue semantics with the wall? It's definitely an insult. Listen, I call Hamas Piker a terrorist sympathizer. Yes, it's an insult, but it's also true. True, yeah. Girl's just beefing with random Congress people. That's crazy.
She says Homan has no game. He has nothing on me. Look, you can claim you're educating people according to their constitutional rights. I think she's a long ways away from being a constitutional scholar myself. Bottom line is, we know what the game is. You can claim you're educating people to their rights, but we know what the end game is. Try to tell people how to invade law enforcement. And we're talking about people who enter the country illegally, which is a crime, committed a violent act against a U.S. citizen, were ordered removed by a judge.
Oh,
we got
God.
Members of Congress saying it's okay to educate them how to invade law enforcement. We're not making this shit up. We're enforcing a law by Congress.
This is crazy. He's just fucking cooking. His speech. I don't think his speech is even written. I think he's just operating on sheer spite and anger right now. This is great. Where did they find this guy?
We're not going to apologize for it. Not under this administration.
My God. He's like the Gordon Ramsay of immigration.
We got great governors out there. Governor Prisker, you ain't one of them.
Oh my God. Bro, this is like Magellan from One Piece. Where did they find this guy?
I met with Governor DeSantis yesterday. No, he's done. He's passed one of the strongest state immigration laws in this nation. Do you know it's a crime in the state of Florida, it is a crime to enter the country illegally. He made his own state law. He has passed a law that he will fire any mayor or sheriff doesn't help ICE enforce immigration law.
Holy shit. Bro! Oh!
The men and women of the Border Patrol, I love each and every one of you wearing that green uniform. You're the finest 1% this country has.
God damn.
Look, we're attacking the interior enforcement. For those who don't think those numbers are enough, I don't either. If you haven't seen, I'm happy with the numbers, but I'm not going to be satisfied until every criminal alien gang member, every criminal alien, every Trent Iowa is eradicated from this country and send their ass to Gitmo where they belong.
That's crazy. And you know what? He's telling the truth. I've never seen a more honest person in politics. He's like, I am going to do this to aliens. And I believe him completely. I completely believe him. I completely believe him. When he says, this is an illustrated version of bro and how bro's gonna handle aliens. This is like literally what's happening right now. This is crazy.
Damn, I love my job.
This guy, what the fuck? How are you gonna mess with this guy?
We got, and look, I always said we got the border locked down. We're crossing down 95%. We've already arrested 21, just above 21,000. And we're gonna double the workforce. We're gonna add more, targeting. We're gonna add more teams. God bless the men and women of ICE. God bless all the DOJ components that are with us. The U.S. Marshals, DEA, FBI, ATF. All these fine agencies helping us. And what's great about it, we went to Chicago, mayor of Chicago said I wasn't welcome in Chicago. Guess where the first place I went was? Chicago.
Bro, holy shit. Dude is literally operating on pure spite. Oh my God. Mayor of Chicago said I couldn't go. So I went. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. This is crazy. Oh my God. I mean, there's like this whole, like these wild politician people. I am shocked. I am shocked that politicians don't get cooked more than they do. Like, isn't there like a whole thing that Ilhan Omar, didn't she marry her brother to get him illegally immigrated into the United States? Let me look one second. Let me see if that's true. I don't know. I heard that. Wait, what the fuck? I looked up Ilhan Omar brother and I got a whole crazy amount of shit. Wait.
Where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things.
Is she arguing against free speech? The lady that married her brother to get him illegally into the country is angry and trying to shut down free speech?
That tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because how else do we get a Trump presidency again?
She said literally nothing except we should censor people. That was her whole speech. Dude, what is this?
Took a terrorism class. And
is that a such thing?
Yeah, there was.
So you go out, there is a lab for that?
There was a class that you...
Do you go to a lab?
No,
we
learned the ideology of...
I'm glad you do that.
Al-Qaeda, you know.
He's an expert.
I remember...
What the fuck?
When I was in college, I took a terrorism class. And
is that a such thing?
Yeah.
Is she talking about how she actually... That has to be fake, right? This has to be fake. There's no way this is real, that she took a terrorism class and she's pro, you know, Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and stuff like that. There's no way. But anyway, I ain't getting into all this. This is a rabbit hole that I'm going to need to look at later. Representative Brandon Gill promotes a petition to arrest and deport Ilhan Omar to Somalia for allegedly advising illegal aliens on how to avoid ICE. Dude, this is a rabbit hole that I am not going down right now. Oh my God. Well, you don't need to go to terrorism class. You just need to watch Hassan on Twitch. But anyway.
Well, having DEA and FBI there and ATF was great. We found an illegal alien with a gun. ATF does a criminal charge. We found an illegal alien with drugs. We prosecuted that crime. So we're prosecuting these people before we deport them. And that's exactly what we should be doing. We're going to make this country safe again.
Oh, shit.
The third rail, when President Trump told me, he said, Tolman, secure the border. Run the biggest deportation operation this country's ever seen, and find over 300,000 missing children that were sex trafficked or forced labor trafficking in this country, and we're looking for them, and we're going to save children.
Dude, this guy is obviously abrasive, but the fact that Twitter has meltdowns every time he opens his mouth is insane.
All these bad stories about Trump, you know, Holman, you're racist, you're a white nationalist, you're a mean person. Okay, I'll take that, because you know what Holman's doing? I'm working for the greatest president of my lifetime, and we're going to save lives. Because when 95% less people coming across the border, how many women ain't being raped? How many Americans aren't dying from fentanyl overdoses? How many no-suspected terrorists aren't getting in the country? How many women aren't sex trafficking in this country when you have a border lockdown? We're saving lives.
The craziest thing is people get mad at him for being abrasive, but he's just right. He's right with all these things that he's saying. Like, he's literally right. Yes, the border should close. That's why we call him the wall. Like, no shit, close the border. No shit, fentanyl and sex trafficking and shit is bad. But you solve it by acting, not by funding gay tap dancing in Korea.
That's right. Stand up. President Trump's getting ready to come on stage.
Damn.
I got another message.
Oh, God.
To the criminal cartels of Mexico.
This is what people told me about. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, everything's escalating. Oh, the cut's going to be insane.
RNC, I said a speech. I said two things at the speech. If you're in the country illegally, you better start packing now. We're keeping that promise. The other thing I said on stage at the RNC
that President Trump is going to designate the criminal cartels of Mexico as a terrorist organization. He's going to wipe you off the face of the earth.
Oh, shit. Bro is escalating everything. Dude does not stop. He speaks his mind, brothers. It's crazy. Oh, the chaos. Oh, shit.
And we're starting with Los Pollos Hermanos.
After I said that, of course, I got numerous death threats. They've decided my security detail because all the cartels want to take home now. Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, my
come
God.
Get some.
What the fuck? What? Why? What the? Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is anime shit. He's getting death threats from the cartels. They double the security because all the cartels want him dead. And he says, come get some? Holy shit. His round head isn't the biggest ball on his body. Oh my God. They really got this guy. Where did they find him? Did they create him?
Killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. You are now a terrorist organization. So word out to anybody that assists them, anybody that sells your drugs on the street, anybody that sees cars.
Bro, this guy teabags the fucking criminals that he captures, and every single one of them sings, it came in like a wrecking ball. Bro literally fucking drops down, slaps their face with just incredible meat. This is crazy. This is crazy. The Constantine Valdor of America. This is crazy.
Cartels in any way, you are helping a terrorist organization, and the weight of the world's coming down on you.
Oh, shit.
I read a story last night. The police commissioner of Boston, you said you doubled down on not helping the law enforcement officers of ICE.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm coming to Boston. I'm bringing hell with me.
Oh, my God. Oh, what is going on? What does that even mean? He just walks in with the Space Marine army behind him. What does that mean? Walking into Boston with hell behind him. What is going on? I mean, the crazy thing is, like, he's just completely right. Like, he's completely right with everything that he's saying. That's the craziest shit. And the funniest thing is, I think that the people that that go up against him are actually just showing their true colors. Literally showing their true colors. Like, why are you gonna die on the hill protecting illegal immigrant rapists from this guy? Why is that the hill that you're gonna die on? You're so ideologically anti-Trump, Trump derangement syndrome captured that anything that their administration says must immediately be evil. Holy shit.
I looked at the numbers this morning. I stopped counting at nine. Nine child rapists that were in jail in Massachusetts.
Oh my God.
But rather than honoring an ICE detainer, release them back into the street.
This is completely unacceptable. And whoever finalized this command to release these nine child rapists onto the streets of Boston should be incarcerated. Like, what's crazy is the fact that this has literally been happening. This has literally been happening again and again and again because the Democrats need to be anti-Trump, and anti-Trump is anti-illegal immigrants, so they need to be pro-illegal immigrants to actual retarded levels. What an unbelievable shithole. Get the heavy flamer. Oh my God.
You're not a police commissioner. Take that badge off your chest. Put it in the desk drawer because you became a politician. You forgot what it's like to be a cop.
Holy shit. No, it's evil. It's absolutely evil. Again, mercy upon the cruel is cruelty upon the innocent. And they are literally putting child rapists onto the streets for some sort of political agenda because they don't like Trump. How unbelievably warped is that? Oh my God. How does Tom Holman walk around with balls that big? Does he have like a wheelbarrow?
And guess what? The men and women of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they found those predators and they're locked back up and we're going to deport them from the United States.
God damn. And then they put them in chains and people say, oh, the poor people that are in chains that are being deported. Fuck you guys, honestly. Like, again, mercy upon the cruel is cruelty upon the innocent. And I feel like, it's suicidal levels of empathy that people have when they say, oh, the poor pedophile rapist. Oh, the poor rapist pedophile. What is this going to do for our country? You should castrate them on the way out, though. Just for the sake of the people in the country that they send them to, they should, listen, I am not extreme. All right, I like chaos. I'm not extreme. But I do think pedophiles should get castrated. Is this a hot take? What do we think, guys? All right, let me know in the comment section below and subscribe for more incredibly hot takes.
To the women, men and women of ICE, the agency I used to run, you know, I was the first ICE director that actually came up through the ranks for the 20,000 men and women that worked for me. I never asked them to do anything I didn't do myself. What I've done recently, I brought a bunch of badass old school boys back.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I got a guy named Mark Hall. Mark Hall went to the Gorbachev cabin in 1984 and said, Mark, you ready to come back and make a difference? And he dropped everything. He did a comeback. I'm bringing a bunch of old school people back to show the young folks.
What the fuck? Bro's actually like an anime character. He brought the goddamn... He brought the boys. He brought the boys back. Holy shit.
We did it. And how we're going to do it. And like I said, I want to leave you with this. I said I got 45 minutes left. Look, if Congressman J. Paul couldn't, you know, gavel me to shut up, no one on this building is going to get me off the stage until I'm ready to get off the stage.
What? That's crazy, dude.
Now they turn the time red. I guess that's a warning. Look, here's what I'm going to say. And I hope you agree with me. If you agree with me, will you please stand up and let him know, because he's listening right now. The greatest president in my lifetime is back in the Oval Office. He's going to make America great again. He's going to make America healthy again. He's going to make America safe again. You got it. President Trump, God bless you. I'm proud to be back, and I'm not leaving until we fix this shit.
God damn, that was a crazy speech. Holy crap. Dude, this guy is a fucking monster. Bro, this guy's like, he's like the main character. He just walks around. He does his thing. You tell him not to go places, he goes. He literally just told the cartel to suck his dick and that he's going to bomb them in 43 different countries. Like, holy shit. Wild. Anyway, America's in a wild spot, and I am definitely here for all the content. Definitely subscribe for more content. This dude, everything that he said was right. I don't think I've ever heard a speech where every single thing that he said was just completely and utterly correct. And somehow, Democrats are going to find a way to twist this into him being racist somehow. So anyway, this was another deep dive into the wall. We love that. And I'll see you in the next one, gamers. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you guys. Bye. Like.